Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is June 27th, 2021. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for July 2021. But before we begin, a note to all viewers, the weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. As the month of July begins, there's a rather tough formation of planets already in progress up in the zodiac. Mars opposed by Saturn, with both being squared by Uranus. Western astrology calls this formation a T-square. It's a fairly stressful planetary combination, especially when all three participants are what we call natural malefics, in other words, planets that are capable of causing harm. Mars and Saturn are enemies in Vedic astrology, so when they are opposite to each other, it's not good. Mars opposed by Saturn is the planet of action, countered by the planet of restriction. Mars is impatient and wants fast results. Saturn is all about rules and regulations and delay. Uranus, planet of freedom and rebellion, and therefore representing the progressives, is working at cross purposes to both Mars and Saturn. As the month progresses, Mars proceeds further into Cancer and gradually moves out of range from the exact opposition to Saturn and square to Uranus, and this zodiacal formation becomes less exact and less liable to produce troublesome events. Then, on July 20th, Mars changes signs, leaving sidereal Cancer and entering Leo. Mars in Leo is a more favorable position for Mars compared to Cancer. It's the planet of action in the sign of royalty, which signals a time of activity for all people in positions of power and authority. Further, when Mars is in Leo, it will be picking up the direct aspect of its friend Jupiter, planet of opportunity and optimism, giving Mars further encouragement to leap into action. The two planets will be in an exact mutual exchange of aspects on July 29th. So, Mars, planet of action, starts July in a tough combination, but ends the month in much more favorable circumstances. At the beginning of July, Venus is catching up to Mars in sidereal Cancer. That means that Venus is going to get caught up in that Mars-Saturn-Uranus T-square. Overall, this is not going to be good for Venus. The planet of harmony and agreement is under the influence of a Mars conjunction plus a Saturn opposition plus a Uranus square. Then, as Mars progresses further into Cancer, it moves out of the exact T-square formation with Saturn and Uranus, and Venus takes Mars's place. Venus is one of the natural benefic planets, in other words, a planet that we depend on for some of the good stuff. It's the planet of romance, relationship, pleasures, agreement, guidance, and so on. Here we see that Venus is going to be opposed by Saturn, planet of limitation, planet of harsh realities, which makes Venus' significations less effective in alleviating some of the tough stuff put into place by the Mars-Saturn-Uranus T-square. So, no relief here, and Venus is going to suffer. Interestingly, though, by sending its aspect to Saturn, Venus simultaneously can give some help to Saturn, so Saturn's significations may actually benefit. And then, Venus becomes exactly conjunct Mars for several days. That puts the two gender planets together, resulting in a lot of excitement, heat, and passion. But Venus, being the milder planet, comes out on the short end of the stick. So once again, Venus significations tend to suffer. Mars, the planet of force, plus Venus, the planet of agreement, can result in forced agreements. Venus moves faster than Mars and will start to get away from Mars when it enters Leo on July 16th. As it does so, Venus comes into opposition with Jupiter. The planet of opportunity and confidence gives Venus a boost, but notice that Mars is not far behind. So the Venus-Mars heat and passion and drama actually climbs to a new level with both planets getting encouragement from Jupiter, and this is in the egocentric sign Leo. Here's a good example of a Leo person we can all watch during late July for how this energy pattern will manifest. Donald Trump. Since he's Leo rising, he gets Mars and Venus transiting in his first house of self, where it even magnifies his natal Mars. And, with Jupiter transiting opposite and sending encouragement from his seventh house, he'll be in top form and ready for the fight. But, note, retrograde Saturn, transiting in his sixth house of struggle and difficulties, indicating problems from the past. After ending its retrograde period in late June, Mercury is on the move again and enters its own sign, Gemini, on July 6th. A planet likes being in its own sign. So, this is good for Mercury and for Gemini, and more so since Mercury won't be under any malefic influence during this transit. So the Mercury significations of ideas and reasoning and communication, combined with the Gemini preoccupation with data collecting and finding consensus, will bring us plenty of discussion and commentary. The downside of Mercury in Gemini is that since Mercury is the planet of making decisions, and Gemini sees things from multiple viewpoints, what we get is lots of talk and debate, but no decisions. Another planetary pattern now in progress is Jupiter retrograde. Jupiter began its 4 months-long retrograde period on June 20th and will continue to inch backwards in the zodiac until October 18th. Jupiter is the planet of opportunity. When it is going back over a previously traversed section of the zodiac, it's a good time for finding opportunities in the past. It's also the planet of truth, going back to the past, which is good for introspection. But since a retrograde planet is being held back from normal forward progress, a lot of the good things Jupiter represents get delayed for the next few months. For all of July and August, Jupiter is retrograde in sidereal Aquarius. It's the planet of truth and wisdom in the sign of the social revolutionary. But since it's going back over a previously traversed sector of the zodiac, it's revisiting the past. So there continues to be all this attention on how to fix societal problems originating from the sins of the past. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for July 2021, and now a reminder. You have been watching Astrology News Reports once a month free public video. If you would like to see the upcoming week's monthly weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's a description of what's coming up in the July videos. July 4th, interactions for Venus, planet of relationship, during July. July 11th, a review of recent transits and their effects on world events. July 18th, Mars transiting in Leo, an analysis and effects for your rising sign chart. July 25th, all the planets from Jupiter outward will be retrograde for the summer of 2021, and what that implies. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so here's the link for your donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. If the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.